Yeah, so business supports are vital to drive our local economy. As we know, micro and small businesses is the major type of businesses that we have in Donegal, employing a significant number of people in every parish, in every community right across the county. So the local enterprise office have a wide range of financial and advisory supports to businesses. We can support businesses up to 50 employees, and we have direct financial support for businesses that may be manufacturing or trading internationally, and that support maybe with capital equipment, recruiting new employees, digitalisation and getting our local businesses engaged in automation and adopting new technologies is a key objective, and we have two supports under digitalisation. One is an audit where an expert can come into a business and see what their technology readiness is at the moment and what activities they can do to make themselves more adaptable and more efficient in the use of technology. And then there's a follow-on grant available to purchase software, for example, to help with adopting new technologies. Sustainability, looking at the green agenda, is another priority. So again, we can align a green expert to a business to do a green audit of the business, see what the carbon footprint, see what is using the most energy, for example, and what actions can be taken. And then there's a follow-up grant, an energy efficiency grant of €10,000 or 75% support towards maybe replacing old energy guzzling equipment and replacing with more efficient to help drive down their energy costs. We also have a big emphasis on innovation, so there's funding for research and development to look at new products, new prototypes, and that can be for new startups or indeed businesses that's already established and have new product refinements or new ideas that we can support. So again, funding up to $150,000 in different financial supports or 50% support. So we also, alongside all those financial supports, we have a range of mentoring services. So maybe particular challenges faced by local businessmen could be around HR or finance. We can give them free mentoring, up to 12 hours free mentoring, to help talk through their challenge and maybe come up with different solutions to help the business to address that challenge and take up new opportunities. So a wide range of supports available through the local enterprise office, and we have a business information clinics twice monthly. So anybody who would like to hear more about the local enterprise office can book online for those information clinics. They happen both in venues right across the county as well as an online. And we also have a range of business advisors who are happy to connect with anybody and address what their challenge and needs are and give advice and signpost them to the relevant supports.
And you also brought up that 2025 was a successful year for the LEO in terms of hitting targets. With the demand increasing, how important is it that the work continues to ensure that targets are met and exceeded in some circumstances?
Yeah, so local enterprise office in Donegal is one of 31 across the country, and we receive our budgets through Donegal County Council and Enterprise Ireland. We're a division within Donegal County Council, and each year we're given a budget and an allocation with targets, and each year, because of the demand in Donegal, it exceeds our targets, so we're able to deliver more in Donegal for the business. So whether that's increasing the number of energy efficiency grants, for example, we had a target of 36 green, sorry, we delivered 36 green initiatives when we only had a target of 18. So we're able to double up on that. Microfinance Ireland loans, we deliver out in relation to Lean for Business. And even in our Measure 1 financial assistance, we are able to exceed all of our targets. So it just means that businesses in Donegal are getting more funding. We're able to draw down additional funding over and above our budget because to meet the demand. And that's important because supporting these businesses to start and grow, to be more efficient, to look at new markets outside of Donegal, to drive internal efficiencies, to innovate, to digitalise. That's all key government objectives, and us aligning those supports with our local business community. Make sure that the Donegal-based businesses are competitive, can compete both nationally and internationally, and it helps secure the jobs and helps grow these businesses so more people can be employed and drive funding through our local economy.